Sup, it's the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Wonder, as he says, my cum sock can't take any more podcasts. You guys ever came in a sock?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Why?
What?
Desperation.
Desperation?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to?
Have you?
I've used it to clean up.
Who? Just as a rag?
Yeah.
That I can understand more so for some reason.
But like, what's the whole deal with the cum sock? Do you like put it on and then just jerk off with that?
No, how's
this work? Well, explain this to me.
It's like in the way that I've expressed the whole toilet paper condom theory. Like, you know, you get your toilet paper, you stuff like your finger in it to have it be like a receptacle. And then you go until you're about to, you know, you pop the cork and then over it. And then easy cleanup, easy fucking flush it down the toilet. You're good. I was out of toilet paper. I was living alone. What are you going to do? Didn't have toilet paper. Was already midway through the act. I was like, oh, shit, I'm
How
desperate.
How do you not prepare?
Dude, you don't ask
it's
me.
It's horny. You lose all logic when you're horny.
You spontaneously make love to yourself.
I saw something.
Like, oh, shit, baby. Oh, my God.
You know, I was fucking late at night. I was high. I saw something on the TL. I was like, that's an itch, and I need to scratch. And then there you go.
What?
And then it got to the point where I was like, okay, wait. This is really shit. And then there was like a really shitty sock that I was probably going to throw away anyways.
So you weren't wearing the sock?
No, I wasn't wearing
it. You were like, oh man, I need something. Pull it
I
off.
I didn't pull it off my fucking foot. No, it was on the ground. It was like, I had like a hole in it. You know, it was pretty fucking, you know, I was going to throw it away either way. And I figured, you know,
it's got a hole. It's going to be a leaky.
Okay. I'll give it a try. And, you know, it was lackluster. It wasn't exactly like a decent receptacle. And from that point forward, I was like, well, you live and you learn. And I threw it away.
Look, if it was an old sock that you're going to throw away anyway, I can understand.
Yeah.
I would never decimate a
fresh sock.
What if it was a good dress sock and it was like made of silk and shit like that, you know?
Just go to Kmart.
It could be comfy, you know?
Just go to Kmart and just pick up like the fucking 10-pack of socks. Just like, all right, dude, that's 10 days. 10 days of jizz. Maybe 20.
What, you're going to use the sock once?
You could reuse it, I guess, if you wanted to be economical. But if I did that, I'd want to put it in a closet in like a Tupperware and I'd want to spray it with moisture and grow fungus.
And then
what?
Take-
I'm joined by Dude. Swagger Souls.
How are you?
He's on
How
the show. Matt's here.
Yo, what it do?
Mason's here on the show.
What's up,
as well.
Guys?
And I'm also here. My name's Cam.
Hi.
How are you going?
Hey, doing good.
Man, so yeah, so what a confession from Swagger.
It's not really a confession. It's not like I'm ashamed.
You're not ashamed?
No, I don't give a fuck.
I'll be ashamed for you.
Okay, go for it, dude. Nah, dude. It's just.
I get it.
Not fungus. Who
not
cares?
Fungus?
Yeah.
Does that even exist?
Yeah, dude. Haven't you ever seen the fucking picture of the cum sock on the floor with like literally a stalk with the sprouting shroom?
I think we're browsing cum different subreddits.
Yeah, there's dude. Like what? There's like the cum box too? That was another one.
No, the cum box?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Like the cum sock, like the semen creates like the nutrients for the mycelium to root and take place, and then it'll start growing the sock, you know, or like the stalk out of the sock, which is usually like a cotton polyester biodegradable thing.
Uh-huh. So it's like a shroom?
It's practically a mushroom, essentially. It's just this giant shroom growing out of a cum sock.
Could you grow psychedelic mushrooms out of fucking your nut?
Probably not. Maybe. I mean, all it is like an inoculant, right? It's just, it's literally...
What the fuck is that?
It's like if you have mycelium or like...
Your mycelium? Like,
no,
or mycelium?
No. Our-celium.
Whose nut are you using to grow this shit?
Have you guys ever seen like videos where people inoculate like a mycelium mixture with like spores?
Again, we're browsing different subreddits, buddy. I don't watch this kind
all
of
right.
content.
Speaking of which, how's Mason Jr. doing?
Oh, dude, he's so good. He's flourishing.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Oh, the plot.
Yeah.
So wait, you're growing his nut
shit now?
No, like,
no,
what's
no,
going
no,
on?
No, exchange
just happened. Yeah, like,
no exchange. Yeah, what Mason's referring to, he had him on steroid for a while right before we left the Misfits house. It was in rough shape. I think it had like maybe 4 stalks out of it. It was really beat up.
I was looking after
it. He was looking
well.
After it well, but you left it outside on that fucking bench outside the back that we completely destroyed.
Yo, what happened about that? I never found out. Did the landlord like?
Oh yeah,
we had to.
I think we had to pay for a new bench.
Oh shit!
It was pretty fucked up.
It was fucked up.
Yeah, Jay burnt his name into it with a lighter. Or blowtorch, yeah, no, and it was broken and fucked up. But either way, he left the Monstera out there, and I think someone fucking who was smoking or whatever, like they broke a branch off and then they lit the end on fire or something. So it was in really rough shape.
That sounds like something you would do.
No, dude, I love plants. especially real ones. If it was fake and plastic, yeah, who fucking cares? Mm. Buy another one for $2 in IKEA. But that was like a living fucking plant. I want to let it, you know, do whatever. But, you know, it was in a rough shape. Mason, I guess, didn't want to look after it at that point.
We were moving out.
Yeah, we were moving out.
And I was like, I can't take this. Like, yeah. I'll lose it or some shit. Or
yeah, it was just, you know, going to die. And you had more important shit to worry about at that point.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed the plant. I asked, you know, hey, can I take it? You named it Jack originally.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, all right, fuck that name. Mason Jr. So that way I would actually take care of it. And so... It's been sitting in my house, dude. It's fucking massive. It's like this big now.
Really?
It's fucking huge. I actually, what I did is that I took scissors, I sterilized it with isopropyl alcohol, and I did a clean cut below the aerial root of one of the branches, and then I stuck that in water, and a giant root is growing out of that. So I'm going to get like a potted plant. Like just a plant pot with fertilizer. I'm going to stick it in there, and it'll grow an entirely new plant, but it'll still be the same plant.
Right.
And I'll give it back to you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so...
Mason's like, no, it's really okay. I don't know.
I can't look after myself and myself.
Well, no, it's fine.
Because there are many.
Yeah, but it's literally Mason the third at that point.
They can outnumber you, and they're like, your clones will like get you in your sleep or some shit.
But it's all inbred, so... Would it be disfigured?
No, it's not inbred. It's literally it would be like if I chopped off my arm and then my arm grew back and then my arms could just grow another me.
If only.
Yeah, right? It's asexual reproduction.
I want a podcast with just four swaggers on it.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
Hey.
Yo, we could totally...
That reminds me of my friend Dave. Or
dude, we could totally fucking do that.
That'd be a funny bit.
Yeah, it's just like four different like... shots of me in each chair just talking with each other for like 15
minutes.
Hasn't
someone made one of those mashups yet with the clips from the podcast, like Swagger Talks to Swagger?
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. Someone get on that. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
But we should just change places for one episode and let them edit it together.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so you've been looking after Mason's abandoned plant.
No, not abandoned.
Well,
just,
I didn't abandon it.
I'm a foster dad to that plant.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll get like something back soon. It'll be really easy to take care of. They're so hard to fucking kill.
I need to reunite with him. I need to come back and just water it a bit or some shit.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Like, hey, how you going, man?
See if he remembers.
We should just, you know, you guys should come around mine like next week or something.
Yeah,
have a couple of beds.
So it's literally like,
it's fucking massive, dude. It's really fucking huge. It's got a lot of leaves. Very, very nice.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, dude. So I have a bunch of plants in my house. They're all flourishing.
Plants aren't so bad to take care of. I've got a bunch of plants now. I've got like 10 to 15 plants all over my home. You just have to water them once a week. You got a bunch of living shit all over the place. Yeah. It feels good.
Mm. I got a bamboo plant. Not a bamboo. It's an umbrella plant that's stuck to a rock. And you have to like water it every day. It fucking sucks it up.
Mm.
But
thirsty.
That I have like a little bonsai tree that you can't water too much or the roots are gonna rot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big ivy plant.
Oh, I got a terrarium where it's like in the glass and it'll like do its own little thing. It's have to water it like once a month and somehow I'm still fucking it up, I think.
Do you
like the sides are all fogged over and shit?
Well, do you have like little creatures in there? Like do you have Yeah, you gotta that's like the real terrarium shit.
Ecosystem?
Yeah, I went down a fucking rabbit hole, dude. There's this guy online that makes like terrariums and talks about
what is a terrarium?
A terrarium,
it's like a big glass thing where you can put like plants and like animals.
It's that 2D game.
It's like a fish tank.
It's that 2D Minecraft ripoff.
2D?
Yeah.
It's 2D?
Terraria. Get it?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Yeah.
No, a terrarium.
Died of laughter.
a terrarium is, it's like pretty much like an ecosystem in a jar. So they have these giant tanks. They'll put a bunch of different plants. Usually it's moss. They'll moisturize the shit out of it, and then they'll add stuff like snails or like aphids or different kind of like small insects.
Oh, yeah, mine's
so
not
it's encased.
Yeah, it's encased, and it'll self-perpetuate. So... plants will die and then turn, you know, and then the worms or whatever will eat them and make it compost, and then new leaves will sprout, and it'll just do that forever.
Oh. And like you'll see like the water collect on the top, and then it'll like rain down on it when it gets dry enough, and it'll like do that over and over and shit.
Wow.
It's pretty
fucking cool.
Can you just put it in like a hyper accelerator so that you see a little society start forming and all the little creatures inside start evolving and having arguments and shit? That'd be sick.
It would be pretty sick.
If only.
It's just giant wars.
It looks something like that. They're like snow globes, but for plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, someone had an idea to like make a pretty big terrarium and like shoot it off into space so it would just be like this little encased like part of Earth that
what it like crashes into another planet and then like fucks up their ecosystem. And, that's why we haven't found life yet. We just killed it all.
It's so sad.
Why haven't we found life yet? I mean, we found water.
Well, we haven't really. Yeah, there's water like fucking on a lot of different planets in the solar system. Mars has water, evidence of running water, ice, and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing is, we don't have like tools or rovers on Mars comprehensive enough to like look at microfossils or like get samples. Whereas if you fucking just chucked a human on there, they'd be like,
yeah,
and then look at it with a microscope and it'd be a lot quicker. But sadly, there's a lot of latency with Mars rovers.
Do we all believe in extraterrestrial life here?
Yeah.
There has to be.
Maybe not intelligence in our neighborhood.
But like single cell shit on other planets?
Course.
Yeah, there has to be.
We can't be the anomaly.
No.
It'd be
a fucking letdown. I don't know.
That'd
kind
be scary. It'd
kind of be a letdown in general. Like, we found life, but it's microbial. And it's like, But it'd still be exciting because you'd want to see how it differs from our life, whether or not it's like silicon or carbon-based.
Space is just too big. Like, if you think about it, like, there's just, you got water on Mars, which is a planet that close to us. Like,
and that's not even that close to us. That's fucking ages away.
Yeah. Like, there's got to be another planet or some shit.
They're thinking the moons of Jupiter, the moons of Saturn. Because, like, the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, I mean, they're fucking giants, gas giants. Mm. Those moons are probably, like, more comparable to, like, the size of a planet, you know, orbiting around. I think, you know, what's one? Titan. I don't know if it's Titan. That might have the subsurface oceans, or I'm thinking of Enceladus or something else. Mm-hmm. But they have, I know there's one around Jupiter that has like an icy shell, but it has a ton of cracks in it because as it orbits Jupiter, the tidal force produced from the gravity pulls the planet disproportionately, and that heats it up. And they think that might be what causes the core to heat up. So underneath the thick ice, there must be some kind of subsurface ocean of water. Which is really, really interesting. The issue is penetrating that ice and then getting some kind of rover in there. And it'd be pitch black underneath, unless there's bioluminescent fucking animals or fauna. Or
that'd be pretty epic. Yeah, what if it's inverted Earth theory from ages ago, but just on this moon?
Oh. It'd be pretty sick. But the thing is, in those anything that like grows there probably would never have the capacity to like extend beyond its planet. Because if it's encased in a giant layer of ice, it can't leave.
Yeah, but what if there are like hyper-intelligent sea creatures in this like inner ocean that just have formed down there? And that's the only world they know, obviously, but they still exist.
It would be interesting. But at the same time, there's giant geysers of water that shoot out. So maybe like a crack forms and a bunch of them get expelled into the atmosphere. There's just a bunch of floating mermen.
Mermen. Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick.
I just want like some really hyper-intelligent lab to come along and show us how it's done, honestly.
All right, guys. what if they come by and they're like, oh, what, you haven't killed all your weak and sick?
You guys are doing it all wrong.
Yeah. they're like complete, like what if they're like modeled after like eugenics and horrible, like terrible shit, and they're like, well, it's the most efficient way to like live and succeed. Hyper-efficient.
Fastest way to level up, bro. Yeah. Those are rookie numbers,
just
man.
Ruthless. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about morals or anything.
Yeah, I think there was a Star Trek episode like that where like one alien race was like modeled after Nazis. And like they were like really fucking horrible, but they were super, super efficient, and they were like making technological advancements like left and right.
So the Germans.
Dangerous episode.
Yeah. It was fucking. I mean, it was great. I think there was like another planet that was supposed to be like an allegory for like the Jewish people and shit like that.
Was it coming from like a place of hatred though, or is it coming from just a place of pure efficiency?
I think both.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I didn't watch the episode. This is what my dad tells me.
Okay.
Fucking anytime I ask my dad a question or tell him a story or anything, he's like, oh, well, there was a Star Trek episode about that. And then he goes on his spiel.
Analogy Andy.
Yeah. He loves Star Trek.
Never seen it, actually. I've never seen a single episode.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never seen one with your dad or anything
like that? No, it's a bit too dated for me. A little bit too dated, a little bit too nerdy.
I just know that there's just one character with like the fucking glasses or some shit, isn't it? isn't he? Like the visor.
Oh, yeah, the blind black guy.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was. Something.
I mean, you can kind of see why it's such a cultural phenomenon, I think, because when it came out, that would have been
cutting edge
and about space and sci-fi, yeah, which were just exploring so many crazy. And, you know, also, when did it come out? Was it around the time when
it was
things
like
the moon landing were happening?
Yeah, it was like in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would have been like really fucking...
Yeah,
what the fuck? That's older than I thought it'd be. I thought it'd be like the 80s or some shit.
No, it's been around since the 60s, I think. Something like that.
That's wild.
But yeah, the special effects, the sound design, and it's all so dated because it's just old TV.
Mm.
So like, I never look at it and be like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's interesting since like the invention of media and TV, and especially things like the internet, how different I think looking back on history is going to be from this point forward. Mm-hmm. You know, because I feel like before then, everything was a lot more prone to like skepticism, and you can kind of pick apart history and be like, well, like, do we know for sure, like, what's actually, you know, if it's all written history or like passed down through spoken word. But now we have actual,
it's like records,
a library,
from everything,
an archive,
from going on now,
effectively. Yeah, since,
yeah, but you can have footage and you can have like, you know,
deepfakes.
Detailed events.
Oh, imagine deepfakes.
Like,
how by, that
by there's
shit.
You know, there's always the manipulation of the context of the video and the context of the pictures. You see that shit a lot on Twitter.
Oh, like, all over the internet.
Whenever. There's a lot of shit that's just completely misrepresented.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
There'll be like footage of like bombings, like in the Middle East from like fucking 2008, and then they'll like repost it and be like, "This happened yesterday. This is horrible." This is, you know, and then a bunch of people will be like, "Oh, really? That's fucked up."
Yeah.
And then it turns out it was just a fucking spoof.
Yeah.
There's a lot of accounts that
do that shit
online.
It's so much,
and it's all for fucking to bait outrage for like likes and retweets and clout as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucked.
Yeah. It's like the deepfakes scare the shit out of me. And like, even now, it's like in its infancy and it looks pretty damn convincing.
It's
only going to get better.
Yeah, it's like deepfakes don't really seem like much of a problem because like under closer inspection, it's pretty obvious right now.
Yeah,
but it's more
like
looking back on the past from the future.
Yeah.
It might be hard to tell, I suppose.
Well, the information is going to be muddied. Everything's going to have an agenda and a narrative behind it.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to get transparent facts. And even, you know, oh, here's a video. This definitely is proven to be happening. But what if it's just a cut out of a video?
Yeah, what if, like you missed 5 seconds of context that was super important?
Yeah, well, you know, that happens a lot.
It was like cancel culture and shit, so everyone will, like, jump aboard
Media ran, you know, I don't know if you saw, like, there was like a video that came out of like the white woman that pulled a gun on the two black women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like, "Get the fuck back! Get the fuck back!"
Pregnant woman, I think.
I don't know if she was pregnant. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But it was like, you know, a white couple in the car, and then they took out a gun and pointed at them, and it was like this fucking huge thing. Media ran the fuck away with the clips.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got arrested and all sorts of shit. You know, there was like a full on video that shows like a good decent 3 or 4 minutes of context before that, and like with the whole picture in mind, you're kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, like that's...
It's really more of like a race-baiting situation.
Yeah, that's just the thing, is that, you know, the outrage and the narrative drives clicks, and it's not in the pursuit of truth, it's in the pursuit of fucking money.
Yeah.
And you know, all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking nuts.
It's crazy. It's absolutely wild. And there's so much of that happening, too. And so much, especially on Reddit. Reddit's really awful for it.
Yeah, well, shit out of context. If you're not outraged, you're an asshole. And, you know, like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's very, it's never a popular opinion to be like, well, let's actually wait for the full story and see what actually happens here. It's never, you know, because obviously it's more entertaining to just take the clip at face value and then judge it. It's like, it's very judgmental online right now.
Yeah, I fucking duck and avoid that shit. I don't ever fucking participate.
No, oh, that's
in
a thing.
Doing like, any of that.
It's interesting, like, how many people engage in online discussion really for no purpose other than to, like...
It's a choice to be fucking outraged
and
then spew your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just don't understand the pleasure in it. I guess maybe it's just you just want to be heard. You just want to have, like... I guess I kind of get it. It does feel good to get a lot of likes on an opinion you have, right?
I guess.
Especially if you're socially starved.
Yeah, and
which a lot of these people are.
We're 15.
Yeah, we're very young. Yeah, and that's the other thing. You don't know how fucking young these commenters are.
Man. Oh, yeah. Give me some fucking kids saying that shit. You don't even know.
Just some half-wit motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
Some kind of terrible perspective on the world.
Yeah, I don't really take a lot of the comments I see seriously at all. Mm. Like, I don't know, man. At the end of the day, it's just strangers on the internet saying things.
So easy to bullshit. You know, so easy just to make shit up.
Yeah, dude. I need...
You ever have that one kid at school that just made up stories about his life all the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I was at a water park last week and I fucking fell off a 10-story up.
Kid who had a PlayStation every week.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't, but he said he did.
Oh, he said he had a PlayStation?
Yeah. He's like, I got a new PlayStation. Like, constantly, like, every fucking day he'd say.
What even kind of brag is that? Like, I've just got so many PlayStations, I don't know what to do with them.
Maybe he's collecting them so that maybe someone would be like, oh, can I have one? And then he can... have friends. Maybe he wasn't lying, but no one believed him.
Yeah,
so he just had like 15 PlayStations gathering dust at his house.
He's just a desperate PlayStation salesman. Yeah, businesses was not going well.
Yeah. His dad actually did work for Sony.
Yeah. Strange times.
Very strange times.
Very times. Very tense times. COVID's fucking a lot of people up.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what it is, because it's never been this bad. It like on the internet, at least to my fucking understanding. Like, I see like people on Twitter that are just fucking going balls to the wall, fucking mental, just like investing hours and days and weeks mm-hmm. into like, you know, their little pocket, their little corner of Twitter,
yeah.
just constantly, here's my opinions, here's why like I'm outraged and mm-hmm. and all of this. It's just like, man,
yelling into the void.
Just walk outside, just fucking turn off your computer. Like, that shit would be so much healthier.
Yeah.
Than just wasting your time online.
Yeah, part of the reason I like disabled my Twitter mentions for people that I don't follow is because I would constantly just like get roped back into discussions between people that I'm just added in, right? That have been going on for like 6 months. You know, and they're still like going back and forth. Yeah. They're still like, oh yeah, well, you know, it's
like, that's like you'll see like the top YouTube comments, like something really positive, like, oh, that's cute kitten. You click show 109 replies and it's like, fuck you, you piece of shit. Like, yeah,
How did you get here? Honestly, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's like boomers on Facebook that like that like that argue politics for like hours and hours and hours and get so invested and it becomes like a hobby. I really think it's almost like a hobby.
Yeah,
it must give
it
people like
a
dopamine kick.
I think.
It's like, yeah, I just fucking owned this fucking boomer online. Fucking absolutely owned. Fucking stupid idiot.
It's like the meme where the guy's got like the internet arguments from one, like tallied up in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why it's always very important to analyze like the root of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Because I think if you stop and think about that, then you might come to the conclusion that actually it's not coming from a place of like wanting justice at all. It's actually just coming from a place of
almost
just fucking
boredom.
Bored. Go do something, man.
Either boredom or just wanting to
participate.
It's a power trip a little bit, I think. You know, it's wanting to feel
To cast stones. Yeah. You know,
it's almost like a virtue signaling kind of shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, so much virtue signaling.
Yeah. There was a hell of a lot of that.
Or attention seeking or anything like that. Yeah. Lack of fulfillment.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just like tweeting jokes. I never fucking get serious on Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter
isn't
it's not worth getting serious.
I don't think Twitter's the
shit.
Fucking place to get serious.
No.
Like, at least for me.
It's not a natural social discourse, right? It's it's strange. And that's where comedy is above it, so that's kind of the best use for it.
I'll just tweet about dicks and dead babies.
Yeah. Just
have a gay old time.
Yeah. Man, I love having a gay old time.
Dude.
I like having a gay time.
Yeah.
Golden gay time. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if you don't know what a golden gay time is, it's a Australian ice cream. Delicious. Yeah.
Uncultured if you don't know.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite ice creams.
So good. Honeycomb wrapped with chocolate. Wrapped with honeycomb.
Don't we have like literally a thousand chalk cops in this fucking house and three freezers?
All the cones are stale,
they're all stale.
Yeah. You just got to eat the ice cream on top and then you just fucking throw the cone in.
I like the cone. I like
it's
the
not
cone.
Yeah, well, it's like it's got chocolate in it, so it's like still tasty.
To be honest with you, I'd rather like get one of those chalk tops and just rip off the chalk and just eat the cone.
No, crunchy.
Yeah, dude.
Well, for the people that don't know what happened, it was Ryan P. bought like several hundreds worth of these fucking chocolate tops. There's like hundreds of them in the freezer because it was like one of the cinemas was closing down here because of COVID. So we just fucking bought everything up.
I'll take all the ice cream.
Apparently it was really cheap.
Most people stock up on toilet paper when they clock down. Not Ryan P.
Use chalk tops, dude. Just as good. You might as well wipe your ass with them. There's so many. There's so fucking many of them.
Which is ice cream, which is
You
shit.
Open up the freezer and they spill out.
There's so many.
It's pretty much excess.
Yeah, it's pretty sick though.
You guys have chalk bars here? Do you know what that is?
Chalk bars.
Is that a New Zealand thing?
Might be a New Zealand.
Is it like the two chocolate sandwich and that's got like the ice cream? Or?
It's like an ice cream. So what it is, it's you got a paddle, like a stick, a popsicle stick, and then you have like a chocolate bar on it.
Just
real like hard chocolate. Then you have ice cream.
Yeah.
And then you have like a chocolate coating, which is hard. And then you have like coconut. And it's the fucking best thing ever.
Actually, that sounds pretty hard.
Do y'all ever have Klondikes?
Yeah, Klondikes are cool. Yeah, what would you do for one?
I don't know what that is.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Shit, bro. What wouldn't you do for a Klondike bar?
Murder, suicide.
I mean, it depends what kind of flavor it is, mate. I'm not putting everything on the table.
Was that the advertising caption? What would you do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Suck dick under a bridge, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably that's the last Klondike bar.
A triple homicide. That's what I do for a Klondike bar.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a little square. God, now that I'm trying to describe it, you realize how boring it is. It's just a fucking square.
It's a square
of ice cream. It's just ice cream in a square, and it's just covered with hard chocolate.
That's it. Pretty fucking.
Nothing special.
Must be a very effective advertising campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do?
They're thick, so it's like you couldn't like sit there and chew on it yourself. Otherwise, you just make a mess. And if you put it in a bowl, you're trying to break it apart. It's just sliding around in the bowl.
And it would fucking melt in your fingertips.
It tasted good, though. It tasted good, but fuck, it was annoying to eat.
There's a special chocolate like ice cream thing here. It's like an ice cream sandwich and then a
Maxi Bon.
A Maxi Bon. Yeah. Those things are fucking awesome, dude.
What are they?
Maxi Bon.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. It's literally it's like a how you would have an ice cream sandwich, except it's split into two.
First half it's like
I've had those.
What is it like? It's just sandwich.
Yeah, you have like a chocolate sandwich and then like an ice cream cone on top.
Yeah.
So you eat the ice cream cone and then you bite into the sandwich and you use your, you know, the cookie as like the thing to hold. And it's not like the shitty ice cream sandwiches we have in the States where it fucking peels off.
Oh, I hate that. It's like really soft and it's like.
Yeah, no, it keeps its form. That shit was fucking mint.
It was mint.
Did they have chocolate?
I was suddenly so hungry.
Yeah, it was
only mint or did they have chocolate too?
Oh, no.
Vanilla?
No, it was good mint.
Do you guys think the chocolate tastes better here than in the States? Or?
Yeah. No, Cadbury and all that shit, way better.
Most of the meat here tastes better, except bacon.
Yeah.
I'll stand by American bacon superior.
You have to get the, what's it called, rhineless bacon or something?
Streaky bacon.
Yeah, Americans like that streaky bacon. I cook it
crispy, bro. You have to cook bacon crispy.
Bacon crispy is so good.
It's good, but not too crispy. Like, you go to American diners and it's just like fucking brittle. You know?
I love it brittle.
Yes, it's so good.
I like that flavor. It's crunchy.
But not bacon. Bacon, I like it to be like, I want it to taste like meat. Not
I don't want it to be like chewy and slimy.
It's chewy
and
soft and you're chewing fat. It's not
as good if it's crispy. Like imagine an egg sandwich. You put some cheese on the egg sandwich and you put some streaks of bacon in there. You bite and there's that little crunch.
Yeah, well, you want
like
the clean bite.
In there, what, you know?
All right, guys, I think we're making the viewers a bit hungry here.
Dude, I'm craving an American bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, man.
I had a bacon and egg sandwich this morning, dude. Shit was fucking awesome.
Oh, God, damn. I'm so hungry, dude. What's your favorite chocolate?
Cadbury. Cadbury's super good here.
What specific bar though?
I don't know, man. Like milk chocolate's pretty decent. I like it pretty normal.
You know what I think is undisputable fact?
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kats are the best.
Kit Kats are very good.
Kit Kats are so fucking good. Yeah. Holy shit.
Especially when
you put like every single candy bar out and said, all right, pick one. I think most people would go for the Kit Kat.
Kit Kat for sure.
It's the perfect amount of chocolate, like cookie wafer. You just
it's like crisp. Like,
yeah,
it's nice.
Not I like Twix. If I'm feeling adventurous, I'll get a Twix in there.
Twixes are my favorite, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like a Kit Kat with caramel.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. But Kit Kats have like caramel spinoffs.
They do. Blood.
But if you want a Kit Kat, you got to get the original
Twix
Kit Kat.
Twix goes hard.
I'm being paid a lot of money by Kit Kat to promote Kit
Kat. Sponsor us, please.
Don't actually say that. It's not true. But hey, Kit Kat, if you're out there and you want to send us a bunch of Kit Kats, yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely.
Hey, don't they have one of those at Melbourne Central, the Kit Kat store?
I think so.
Like all those, I've never been in there.
No,
I walk by it so many times.
We should look into that.
Custom-made Kit Kat flavors.
I don't think I need to go to the Kit Kat store.
I think I do now.
The chocolate in America is pretty ass.
Hershey's just tastes shit.
Bad. Yeah. When somebody pointed out to me when I first came to Australia, I was like, oh, I like Hershey's. And they were like, dude, I tried Hershey's when I was over there, and it tastes like vomit. And I was like, no way. And then when I went back home and I had a Hershey's bar, it tasted like vomit.
So bad, yeah.
And I figured out the reason why. It turns out that when they make the Hershey's chocolate, they add butyric acid for some reason or another. I don't know if it's a preservative or what, but butyric acid is also like the same kind of acid that's found in vomit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not like they're puking into the fucking Hershey's production line, but,
the workers are just so sick. All over the conveyor belt.
Yeah, I know, but and even Cadbury in America is owned by Hershey's, so I'm pretty sure it has butyric acid in as well.
Cadbury tastes different in America.
Cadbury,
they used to be good, but I heard they made them
so
shit
good.
Now.
Flake bars, fucking.
Ooh, good flake. What's your favorite, man? So,
I don't know. I think I don't really have a favorite chocolate because, like, I'll only ever eat small amounts. I won't ever eat heaps, and like. I don't know. I just don't really eat it.
What about like lolly? Like, what's your favorite candy?
Oh, I like candy. I'll probably fucking. Oh,
it's tough.
I don't know. It's tough for that one.
Gummy?
I have to think about it.
You got like gummy, like hard candy?
Nah,
like?
Hard candy. Mm-hmm. Probably. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't.
Like,
really,
if you're trick or treating, you saw a candy bar in the bag. Which one would you grab first?
Full size candy bar.
I don't know, man. I like those raspberry. What are they called? Raspberry drops or some shit. And they're like,
drums.
You get them like, there's this place called Sovereign Hill in Australia, and it's like where you pan for gold and shit, and they sell, it's like big over there, they sell them at the shops, and they're like raspberry hard candy.
Like an old school one, old school kind of candy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like rock hard, and like, they're just raspberry. They're pretty good.
Nice. Mm. For me, oh man, that's a tough one.
I'm so fucking hungry.
I have a huge sweet tooth. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm a fiend. Like, when it comes to candy and chocolate,
I just love sucking on candy, like getting all the flavor out. Like, I love that.
Have you ever had like a massive, oversized lollipop?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Like the flat ones,
like
the big,
just the big
circular,
circle, like the comical ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Not one of those. No,
I went to like a really shitty, like Willy Wonka factory, not Willy Wonka, it was just like a fucking candy factory in New Zealand, and got one. It was massive, it was so big, I couldn't finish it in the day. It took me like 3 days to finish it, put it back in the fridge. Holy shit, those things are the best.
You know those fucking big gumball things?
The jawbreakers?
Jawbreakers. Bro, there was this thing at my primary school, like this one kid would bring them all the time, and like he'd throw it in the fucking air, like he'd throw them in the air, and like it'd hit the ground, everyone would scatter to grab as many pieces as they could.
Off the ground?
Yeah, and then we just go rinse them under the taps and then just eat them.
Oh my God.
That'd be cool. You see all like the colors and shit.
Yeah,
dude, those comically sized fucking jawbreakers, I think of it, I'm like, this is shit is not fucking Ed and Eddie. I can't fucking fit it into my mouth.
But you want
it.
Like the size of their head just...
Dude, you fucking break your teeth on him.
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
Oh, dude. Happened to me once.
Do you guys crunch a lollipop or like a Chubba Chup? Do you guys always crunch, or do you ever
crunch.
Suck to the end?
I suck it to the end. Unless it's got chocolate on the middle, you get like that thin outer layer. And then
I never suck it till the end.
I crunch the last bit. That's,
I can't resist. Yeah. I get halfway through and I get bored.
Yeah. Right? Mm. It's just like too much flavor, and it just kind of coats your tongue, and you're like, all right, I'm over this.
For me, it's just I just crave the sensation of... feeling just crushed between my teeth.
Mm. You ever have a Tootsie Pop?
I don't think I have.
No. Tootsie Pop. Or is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a Tootsie Roll in the middle.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, it's an American thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible to catch a tarantula with a Tootsie Roll.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Impossible or possible?
Possible.
I mean,
how the fuck?
Apparently, the word on the street is that you can catch like tarantulas, big spiders, by using wax. So you get like a little wax candle. I think you have like some bait or something. And if they go to bite the candle, the wax will actually stick their teeth in, and they can't get out, and they can't move themselves out. So they'll be embedded into it with their teeth, and then you can grab them and then capture them and sell them to a pet store.
Why would they want to bite a candle?
I'm not sure.
Does it smell good? Okay, I thought it tasted good.
That part of the streets of not telling me.
This is yeah, dude. The streets was very, very vague. But apparently, you could use a Tootsie Roll as well, and it'll bite into it, and it won't be able to let go. And
would you ever have a pet tarantula?
Fuck no.
No, not in the cage or anything?
Nope, because if I look in the cage and it's not there, then I don't know,
man. What if it was in a terrarium? And you had all the plants and stuff.
I just would not be comfortable with a giant ass spider like in my house. I don't know, man. I'm a huge fucking arachnophobe.
Can you imagine if you lived in a sizable glass box and you had a bunch of tarantulas like walking around outside, like looking down at you?
I'd be fine inside the thing. I would not want to leave.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't just feel a little disenfranchised as a person if you were just, you know, in a box. You know, you had like, you know. They made it like a nice habitat for a human. Sure. You know, you got your PC in there. You know, you got everything you
internet
need.
Internet's like some
they like hand
shit.
You in the little Uber Eats bag every day.
Dude, that'd be great.
But there's a massive tarantulas in whatever habitat they would live in if they were the dominant species on Earth.
Just
walking around
everywhere and shit.
Whips.
Whips.
You go on the worldwide web.
It's just like they six whips in the
no,
webs. On their hind
legs.
Well, webs. Oh, webs. True. Yeah, you're just like hanging on a fucking web.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, imagine if spiders were the dominant species on Earth. Think about it.
Try not to.
Why not? It's a great hypothetical. I mean, let's say that they have a like way of communicating and they have a society of some sorts. What would that look like? Would they figure
It'd
out?
It'd be the World Wide Web. That's how they communicate.
Shit, dude.
They probably use like their web as armor or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like wrap themselves and then.
What would spider porn look like? This is a real question.
Kinky as hell.
That'd be an interesting cum shot.
A lot of bondage.
Fucking like Spider-Man.
A lot of bondage.
A lot of bondage. Yeah, yeah, like just webs like spread spider. Oh, man. What animal would have the kinkiest porn?
Human?
Probably just because of our sheer capacity for creativity. But let's say that other animals can be creative.
So who would have the second kinkiest porn? Probably a monkey, right? Yeah.
Maybe a dolphin.
Yes.
Are we back on this conversation, the weird shit they do?
I want to be imaginative and just think that it would be something like a fire ants or something.
A frog.
Frogs.
Yeah, frogs.
Like long ass tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
maybe snails. I don't know.
You never know.
Dude, that'll be a long ass video you gotta watch, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I don't got time for that.
The plot, like, there's like 2 hours of plot where they're just like
slowly coming again.
They
it's all about the
long,
edge, though.
Bro.
It's all about the edge. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry for bringing it up again. I guess I'm just fascinated by animal porn. So clip that. I was gonna say something else, but I've forgotten it. God. Mm. The worst.
All right, Mason.
I don't know.
Someone said that we should call the Mason Sigma on the show the Smegment.
The Smegment.
Yeah.
All right. What's new on the Smegment?
My brain's full of Smegment.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like? Sticky?
Sticky.
Slow?
Icky,
smelly?
Wet.
It's warm?
Not warm.
Lukewarm? Or cold?
I can't feel it.
Mason's been cooking recently.
Oh, yeah?
He's been cooking Hello Fresh.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I've been cooking a bit.
I was pretty impressed to hear that.
Yeah, what was the meal, dude?
Creamy bacon pasta.
Oh,
and it was like with spinach. Yeah, just like spinach and healthy grains.
It feels good to cook like your own food and then like, especially when it's like Hello Fresh, just laid out and you have the ingredients and like you make it and it tastes fucking amazing.
Yeah, you don't have to shop for it and you like buy too much and then you don't cook and then Ryan's like, hey, we're going skiing today. And then you're like, fuck, all this food's going to expire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking does feel very good.
So I had that fucking issue where I'd go to the grocery shop, buy a bunch of groceries, go home, order Uber Eats for an entire week straight and then fucking throw away my entire fridge.
Yep.
And that shit is just wasteful, and I feel like the biggest douchebag.
Yeah.
Though I'm not technically doing anything wrong, because I did pay for it, and that, like, the economy and whatever, like, the fucking farmers still get the food. But the principle, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, that food goes to waste.
Yeah. I hate trying to cook and, like, shop for one person, because it's so hard to buy, like, the right amount to where it makes sense economically. And like not buying too much to where you just get bored of the food or just like throw it out.
This is why you start a family, guys.
Yeah.
Like me.
Just so you can cook.
That's where I've been, by the way, recently.
Really?
Starting a family?
Started a family.
Who?
Well, why you ask? It's not your business.
Yeah, if
he's a strong single father. He's fine.
I'm a single father. I have 5 kids.
Shit.
5.
That's a strong night.
Busy boy.
I'm assuming with 5 other women?
Yeah. 5 different women.
So... And like the same, like imagine having an affair with your wife, for 5 days consecutively, and you get five other women pregnant along with your wife. And in like a year, you have to like scramble to like different hospitals and like be there for the births of five
That's
different
good comedy
kids.
Movie right there. And, born on the same day.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. You fucking sprint to the other ward.
None of them know about
and
each
none
other.
None of them know about each other.
And then you have to raise like five separate families of one child, yeah, like over, you know, 20 years. I think I could pull it off.
Yeah, just be a shit dad for like all of them except
no,
for
your family. I'd be a great dad. I would be even Stevens. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I would give them all enough time and attention.
Do some smokes.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I would be cool. I'd be that cool dad. It's like, where are you going? Oh, just out.
I'm going to get some smokes.
I'll be back in 2 hours exactly. I'll be on schedule. I'll have a system. Designated time, designated all my kids. Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Because like as a human, right, it's your responsibility to fuck as much as possible, nut in as many females as possible, make as many children as possible.
I don't
right?
think
it's,
I mean, that's your biological responsibility.
No, it's your responsibility as a person.
Yeah.
I think it's more of
if
like
you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong.
You failed every time life. You jack like, that's off, the meaning of life, bro.
Every time you jack off into one of your fucking tissue
sock things
yeah. you're actually doing exactly the same thing as when you throw out the food that you bought. You're being wasteful.
You know... That's, when you jizz, you're literally throwing away data.
That's
you're
right.
You're throwing away genetic data.
Children in Africa could have eaten that jizz.
You are throwing... What? I think
no. cooked semen.
Yeah, no, I don't
but
think
they
you
say
can
it's
cook
like
semen.
8 megabytes
you
or
can,
something.
You can drink it.
Ejaculation.
Nah, you could cook it, surely.
I don't know about that.
You ever think about like maybe you've jacked off your best offspring?
Fuck.
Oh. No, it would have gone to waste imagine. Anyways. Like, it dies after a while,
like,
right?
You had the golden child. He's gone now.
Oh, there's a doctor. There's an astronaut. There's a... Oh, that's the guy that did world peace. Oh, that's the president. Oh,
so many Nobel Peace Prizes down the fucking
and then
drain.
As soon as I nut in a woman, it's a fucking serial murderer. God damn it.
Oh, shit. Okay, each sperm contains 750 megabytes. So that means each ejaculation is... Holy fuck, what?
How many terabytes?
135,000 terabytes?
All right, so that means that every time you jack
off... Wait,
no
way. That seems way too much.
That's the equivalent of like 10 million copies of the B-movie.
That's right. That's
right. Oh, this one says something different. 15,000 gigabytes of data.
Dude...
That sounds more like
I'm flushing like 10 million copies of the B movie down the toilet every day.
Bro, how the fuck, with all this technology, how is nut still better than like a hard drive, bro?
How do we not have hard drives filled with cum?
Nut drives.
We do. It's called our fucking nutsack.
Oh, shit, dude. Someone plug me in.
Here, hold on. Let me make a copy of that real quick.
Just plug me into the Matrix. Just fucking a catheter with a USB cord in the end.
Fuck.
Just go all the way into my nuts.
Jesus.
Does that mean jerking off is the fastest means of data transfer? Like, how long does it take you to jerk off? Say, like, 10 minutes to bust
girl,
a nut?
Hey, girl, I'm just going to unload about 135,000 terabytes onto your facial quick. There's no input output. It's just going to be there.
Yeah, having sex is just like linking your Game Boy. Trading Pokemon.
trying to insert your Game Shark.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's only for cheating.
Yeah, it's only for cheating.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to raise as many kids as possible while still being a good dad. It's called the Good Dad Challenge. Most dads fail. But me, I got this. Don't worry about it. Mm. I'm at 5 kids now. Going to get those numbers up, I promise. Going to raise them all. So I guess you could say I'm having a crisis.
So anyways, I'm miserable.
So anyways, things are not going well for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Too many kids.
Too many kids.
Too many kids?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Too many kids. Maybe you want to kill yourself. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Too many kids.
It makes me want to kill my kids and wives.
Yeah. Is that infanticide? Is that what that's called?
What's infanticide?
Infanticide.
You kill an infant?
It's when you kill like a baby or like a child.
When does it stop being a baby? Like, what's the exact year where they don't charge you with infanticide? They charge you with normal homicide.
As soon as they grow the fuck up and get over it. You know,
stop
being a
crying,
baby.
You fucking baby.
Stop being a fucking baby.
You just tell your kid, stop being a fucking baby. It's like, I literally am one, dude. Okay, I'm allowed to cry.
I don't know, dude. Babies are like surprisingly resilient.
Yeah, you can bounce them off the walls for sure.
You can fucking you need a hammer? He's like, all right, come here, son. Thanks.
Trauma builds character.
It does. The harder a child's life is, the more inspired it will be to succeed. Yeah. So being a horrible dad maybe is a silver lining.
True.
You know, so what he's saying is hit your kids if you want them to be tough.
Not true.
How boring would culture be if everyone was just raised perfectly? boring. No like rappers would have anything to sing about.
Yeah,
all
no
musicians
rappers.
Would have boring ass music.
The drug dealers would be all out of business.
Yeah. You gotta think about those guys for sure. I mean, there wouldn't be drug dealers in the first place because no one would even
it's
need
fucking
drugs.
True.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What do you think? What is the limit of disciplining your kids individually? Like, if you had a child, say they did something like they said "fuck you, dad" or "fuck you, mom, you fat ugly bitch" or something like completely out there, something completely disrespectful.
Damn, good one, son. That was
something
nice.
Something that needed correction hastily.
Depends where and when.
Yeah. So say in the home,
at dinner.
So during dinner.
So what, your kid says, "fuck you, mom, you fat bitch"?
Yeah, I don't want to eat this shit.
I don't want to eat this garbage fucking meal.
Yeah.
All right, so ideally I would have an ear horn on hand. And I'd pull my phone out.
It's not recording. No. Look at this little retard. This fucking idiot. Just post it onto all your Facebook groups.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I would be like, "whoa, where's this coming from, son?" And, yeah, I'll try to figure out like where he learned the words, first of all.
Well, I mean,
that was me again, shit.
I got the classic pants pulled down in public, slap on the ass.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
I think it's a bit outdated, Mason.
Like, yeah, it's that like sexual assault now.
Yeah. Let's make your son starts writing a twit longer about you. I don't know. I mean, like, you'd have to question like where they learned it from, right?
I guess so.
Where they, why, and where this
but
is
isn't it always
from?
The dad that they learn the curse words from?
No.
Oh, no, it's school now.
It could be
right.
School.
Yeah, I learned all this in school.
The internet, for sure. I mean, kids are on the internet as early as like
yeah,
five
no,
now.
They're no long, dude, kids they're are fucking, no longer going to learn shit at like school anymore. It's just going to be on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, we sad come times. Back to this topic frequently on the podcast where it's like you have to educate your kids
internet,
now about.
Internet talk.
Because you can't fucking stop it.
Yeah, we're hiding from them.
You can't stop it. It's like they're just out, you know. The entire world is at your fingertips on the internet. Everything that ever happened.
All the porn, all the gore.
Every question they wanted.
Every horrible interaction, every body cam footage, every live leak video, every guy getting his brain squeezed out of his ear.
Yeah.
Body cam. Like,
oh, body cam.
So, like, it's a real challenge, I think, to raise kids that aren't desensitized.
Yeah.
While still exposing them to things they need to be exposed to. So I think a big part about raising a kid is exposing them to the appropriate amount of fucked up shit. You know, because you can't baby him.
All right, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Two girls, one cup. Family
come
time.
On. Let's every go. Night. Let's
no,
go.
But you know, it's like, you know, back in the day, an example would be you let your kids climb a tree.
Yeah.
Even though they could get hurt. Because it's important to expose them to risk and danger. Yes. And, you know, obviously it's just...
Bro, I could have died climbing the tree fort we had back home now that I think about it. I was 100%. Like, bro, one easy fall, we were fucking dead, man.
Yeah, but it's kind of
I don't
of
know how I haven't broken a bone.
It's that weird thing as a parent, I think, where you need to assess risk and teach your kids like how to take risks appropriately. Because otherwise you're just going to raise a fucking baby.
Yeah, you could either raise a child who... is too afraid to interact. Like, you have to properly socialize your kids. Like, when I have kids, man, I'm gonna fucking like be throwing them onto the couch, fucking launching them like around the room, fucking spinning them around in the backyard. Like, you know,
the floor is lava, but it's actually lava. Yeah. Like,
you know, like rough play is important for kids. Like, to fucking, you know, because you know, like, you know, you learn your limits. You know what hurts. You know what doesn't hurt. If like they're going too hard and playing too rough, you go no.
I
stop.
Didn't hit them, officer.
It's too
it was
much.
Just rough play.
Yeah. You know? You have two kids, two siblings, and they're having an argument. I think it's important to like let them actually have the argument and moderate it, as opposed to just shutting it down and
because that's when like the resentment builds between them too.
Well, yeah. Well, plus like arguments happen for a reason, right? Even amongst children. And if you just shut it down and like pretend the problem doesn't exist, then they just basically learn that that's how you should handle arguments.
Problems.
You just ignore it. You just
should be a discussion.
Exactly.
Back when I worked at the trampoline park, like I dealt with that shit all the time. Like kids like mouthing off at each other.
Like get the kids just, mouthing off at the parent.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like, shit like that. Yeah. And I just like throw them around and like give them like just show them a fun time. Like just fucking toss them and fucking
smack some sense into them.
Yeah.
You get like a kid pushing another kid. You're like, oh, that's a cunt. He's throwing the trampoline. Remember the phone blocks? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like as far as discipline goes, I would never like hit my kid with a belt. I never hit him upside the head. I think the most I would do would just fucking like poke him in the back or you know, smack him, you know, maybe on like the like it has to be something that's that doesn't actually hurt. Mm-hmm. And it has to be just an like an annoying like like sharp, very temporary pain.
Yeah, like just your kid so grabs just like, for something and you just hit their hand away.
No,
or
like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
That's like the only extent, but I would just be, I'd just be talking. I'd just be like spurring their brain. I'd be like, okay, man, yeah, like I actually have to critically think and, you know, like go through the thought process and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, I teach them how to assess why they're feeling the way they're feeling and then be like, well, why is that? And then, cause you know, one thing kids do a lot is they ask why, right? Like, why is this like that? I remember a phase that I went through when I was like that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I drive my dad crazy.
Like, yeah. Same. I ask a million questions in the morning on the way to school. My dad'd be like,
yeah.
Just white knuckling the steering wheel, just fucking like. So why does this happen? And he'd just be like, "Because God, okay? Because God made it that way. Shut up!" Yeah. Like, okay.
But you can pull that shit on your kids as well. I mean, I love how we're giving parenting advice. We're fucking retards. But you could pull that shit on your kids as well. Like they say, "I think this guy's stupid." You say, "Why?" And you'd be like, "Well, because he didn't sit with me at lunch. Why? You know, well, because I called him a mean name earlier in the day. Why? You know, and then you." You know, teach them how to fucking think back to the root of like what the hell is going on, and then you have a self-aware person that knows how to fucking navigate the world.
Kids are really stupid, man, but they have such a wealth of knowledge because like they're like a clean they're like a clean slope of snow. For us, we've been going down the same slope in the same sled. For the entirety of our lives, and we've just every time we go down this track, we're just stuck in the same track that we left behind. Mm-hmm. But for kids, it's, you know, they just fucking go anywhere. Like they're very fucking amazing thinkers.
Yeah,
you know, they think outside of the box and attack problems and assess things completely differently. Man, yeah. I'd be like cracking my son's head open like an egg and absorbing that knowledge.
That place is getting a little rough there, bro. It's getting a little too rough with them.
What the hell's going on?
Hey, this knowledge.
Yeah. Fucking rewire some shit. Yeah, no, that's very true. Like, we're so influenced by the environments we were brought up in, and we're so, like, so many people, almost everyone, is like a very rigid, like, story that they tell themselves, a way of thinking that they were just raised into believing. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, even just your environment now as an adult, the climate that we're in, like, some things to us seem completely absurd simply because of like expectations of things around us. When in reality, like if you really get to a fundamental level of what it means to be human, like it doesn't really mean much at all. And like so many cultural differences, like so many people have different ways of thinking and assessing situations. And that's exactly like how kids are until you fucking corrupt them and ruin them with, you know, your shit rules and whatever else like bullshit you fucking impose
the
on them.
The school system.
You know, anything, right?
I feel like the school system really fucks a lot of kids.
Oh, for sure.
Catholic schools mainly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Catholic schools are probably worse. Yeah. Fucking uniforms.
Fuck the uniforms,
I had uniforms
man.
Growing up at school.
I had uniforms until I got to like high school, and then I had like no sense of style. Still don't.
There's no institution that fucks more kids than the Catholics.
True.
Fuck.
Uniforms are so interesting.
That's a good one.
Uniforms are so interesting, right? Yeah. Like as a concept, putting kids in uniform.
So stupid, man. I hate it.
It's like a military thing. Shit.
It's literally like, you know, the entire American school system was built on the premise that they were going to be adapted to go into a factory workforce. That's why when the fucking bell rings, oh, lunch, you know.
That's like
that.
The whole classroom layout and everything, the tape, all that shit.
Public school systems, dude, like, The only rationale I could say like why I would put my kid in a public school system would be like, oh well, you have to learn and suffer because the real world is going to be like this. It is such
I feel like it's a good learning experience just being in like some scuffed area like that.
It definitely prepares you for the workforce still.
Yeah.
You know,
it
for
does.
Most you know, jobs. Like you know. It's not an insanely pleasant environment. But fuck man, it's not ideal, is it?
No.
But it's also the best we've got, by and large.
Well,
like
sure.
You have a problem of how you're gonna educate millions of children. You know, you have so many kids. You need to have some institution, right, to put them through. But we just haven't figured out a better way than this archaic system.
Yeah, it's just annoying that children who are gifted in most scenarios can't exceed or excel past their peers.
I hate that word gifted. Sorry, go on.
Gifted.
Gifted.
Yeah. Well, you know, autistic. Well, you know, it's just like, people that are really tuned in, like they're fucking amazing at math or they're amazing at a certain subject or they're incredible writers and they're very talented. But because of some kind of program or some, the way that it's meant to be fair, they're stuck in the cattle pen with all their peers, and yeah. they can't excel in certain subjects or do certain things that interest them, yeah. and they're stuck doing the same shit.
And they're taught by a system that they're inadequate because they're not thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You know, it's odd, dude.
I think the reason I said that I hate that word gifted is because that, I don't know if that's the same in America, but a lot of kids were told they were gifted, like gifted kids in New Zealand.
Really?
Meaning like as a good thing, right? Meaning like, oh, you're like really intelligent, like you're really smart, like you're, but like completely ostracizes them and isolates them and like makes them, it gives them a complex from a very early age that they're actually better
than other people.
And then they'll like go through the entire school system thinking, oh, I'm a gifted kid.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And then they get into the real world and it's like, oh, I'm actually not gifted. Yeah, I'm actually just,
you don't, I mean, you just don't want to have like a label that puts some kind of pretense on it. Like it's so weird the way that schools are, the whole social setup, the whole scenario, cliques and all of that. That shit is, yeah, man, high school was fucking weird.
It's survival.
What was your guys' high school experience? Well, we all know yours, but what was like all of ours? What was that like? What was your high school experience like?
It was a lot of fucking around,
yeah.
Like just in the classroom, just doing shit with good old Big D.
Big D.
It was always a disappointment when I wasn't in his class for a semester, but we just like talk shit to the teachers, like, but we'd listen.
Was
to
it a rowdy school?
It was pretty rowdy, yeah. But like, you know, it's like every school, there's a fight on the oval, everyone's there watching everyone.
How many people went to your high school?
Like about 900 or 800.
Shit.
Yeah. Right. My primary school, though, was very small. My first one that I went to had like 300 kids.
Really?
That's really small. By today's standards, even 900 kids is really small for a high school.
Yeah. But it was like, it was pretty fun. Like at recess and lunch, we always found random shit to do. Like, you know,
kill plumbers with tennis rackets.
Well, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you. That was the other kid.
Yeah, I was the other kid doing that shit.
Kill plumbers?
Plovers.
Oh, birds.
The birds. I think I told that story in the podcast.
It's fucking horrific.
Like plumber. I was like, Jesus.
Poor Mario.
Yeah, but no, my high school experience was pretty good. Like, just found always shit to fuck around. Like, what's that class called? Like, were you ceramics?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just throw, like, clay at the walls and shit. Just have clay wars in the classroom.
Oh, Jesus, remember, Christ. Did you have to, like, put it in the kiln or whatever to, like, heat it up?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember some people, they were little shits, so they'd, like, when you're making it, the teacher's always like, okay, make sure there's no air pockets. You got to squeeze all the air pockets, otherwise it's going to blow up in the kiln. So fucking the one smart ass in the class always, every time, would like fucking make this big ass air pocket into his thing.
They
put it in the kiln, it'd blow up and ruin everyone's shit.
Fucking amazing, though. I was literally making a bomb. It was pretty epic. But my high school experience, I had like 2,500 kids in my high school. It's fucking massive.
Shit. How many?
Like 2,500.
And that's American.
I only had like 1,000.
Yeah,
like,
no, it was
you have a whole like lockers thing and everything.
I never fucking bothered with lockers.
Everyone had one, but we never used it, did you?
I never used it because the fucking school was so big. My locker was out of the way of all my classes, and I wasn't gonna walk fucking 5 minutes to the other side of the fucking facility to get a book out and bring it. So I just lugged around.
Yeah, that's what
a
we
giant
did.
Backpack.
Just a backpack, like a couple binders, and that's all you needed.
And, you know, it's not like a fucking Ned's Declassified School Survival where people get to pimp out their lockers with mirrors and pictures.
Did
with
you ever use like the big ass textbooks or any of that shit?
Yeah, I had it all, man. I fucking lugged it around. Yeah. I thought it was good for my back.
I used
boy, were you
that
wrong?
Yeah. It was weird. We always used textbooks up until like I went to high school, like public school, and then like I just never used them. But always use like packets and shit like that, or the teachers print shit out. Then you go to college, you're like, oh, now I actually need textbooks. And then same shit, you never use it.
My high school was
so expensive.
My high school was fucking random.
They could pirate them.
We had like cops. We had like cops in the school. Like there were like maybe two or three. Like there were cops that were like too bad at their job to like, you know, not have to like be part of the school system. So like for instance, we had one officer who got downgraded from the force to the school because he pulled somebody over to give a traffic ticket on a hill, and he forgot to do his handbrake, and his fucking his cop car rolled all the way down the hill and crashed into a parked car. So they were like, "You're an idiot. You're going to the school." And he was like, "Fuck." But he had a lot of fun body slamming kids into lockers that were in the middle of fights.
So he got demoted from a cop to prison guard.
Essentially, yes. Dude, that guy, there were so many fucking videos in like the 4 years I was in that school of him fucking body slamming people, throwing them into lockers, or putting them in headlocks, taking them to the ground.
Dude, you should have seen the fucking, what they call SRO, the student resource officer.
That's exactly what it is.
Dude, you should have seen the one at our school. He is the fucking wrestling coach. The cunt was like 50 years old, but he was the biggest guy you've ever seen. Like, the chest on this dude was like bigger than Schwarzenegger in his prime, and he's like 50. Nice. I'm not even kidding you. I remember like someone fucked something up at the school, and like the sprinklers went off and like one whole wing or some shit.
Oh my God.
And you could just see him like standing at the end like this, just pissed, covered in water, just like. You're like, oh, dude, if he finds out whoever did that, they're steaming.
He rips off his fucking.
Dude, like, if kids are fighting, you just like pick him up with one hand and shit. He's fucked.
Oh, dude, I remember.
God was jacked.
I remember walking to class with my best friend at the start. It was literally the start of the day. We just got off the bus. We're walking out. We're literally just talking shit. And then all of a sudden, these two women just come out from the stairwell and they're fucking grabbing each other's hair and they're fucking beating the shit out of you. Like literally both of them are punching each other in the face, like at the same time, grabbing both of their hair in this lock, and they're fucking doing this into the walls and shit. And I'm just standing there with my friend and we're just like, what the fuck? And we're just like, holy shit. And
so you didn't record it? What the fuck?
No, dude. We're like, there was fucking, you know, as soon as like that shit happened, everybody like looked around and saw it and fucking gathered around. Mm-hmm. This girl ripped off this other girl's weave, dude. And the weave was down. This one guy.
Weave down, weave down.
This one guy literally screaming, yo, weave down, world star. It's so much ruckus. The fucking officer came over, man, spear tackled one of them.
Jesus.
Fucking crazy.
Oh, did you ever have bomb threats at your school?
Oh, yeah, dude. This guy made a hit list.
What the fuck?
Yo, America's fucked.
Dude, we literally one year had like 10 bomb threats. Yeah. Like, they just go in the bathroom stall and write like, I had a bomb just to get out of test.
Two bomb threats.
Big D got suspended for making a bomb threat.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Jesus.
He was in media class and he went on the Bunnings website and was like, yeah.
Get some nitroglycerin.
It wasn't exactly a bomb threat. It was more like, there's a suitcase here. And, kind of was. But it was like, there's a suitcase here arriving at this time. If it doesn't get picked up, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why was it on Bunnings?
I don't know. It was just, you just felt like doing it to Bunnings, I guess. But
okay.
Jesus.
And then they went through the cameras in the class and, like, saw, like, him on the computer doing it. But, like, then there was two of our mates like next to him, like who got in trouble as well.
Oh wow,
it was just fucked.
Yeah, no, we had a kid in our middle school. I write up a list of all the popular kids that he fucking hated, and I think he literally wrote hit list like on the top.
Man,
I remember like it was just this big fucking thing where everyone was like, just don't go to school on Monday. Like apparently he's gonna fucking like bring a gun and shoot it up.
That is absolutely awful.
And I was like, fuck, that's good news. And then I went to my mom and I was like, Mom, some kid's gonna shoot up the school on Monday. Can I stay home? And she was like, are you sure? I go, I don't know, it's a rumor. Everyone's telling me.
It's like an actual South Park episode.
Yeah, it's like everyone's telling me.
You guys don't have snow days over there. You just have school shooter days. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh my God, he's going to shut the school. Day off. Let's go.
Like, I figured like, hey, dude, I had to fucking go in and I could play Terraria and fucking chill out.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Fuck that, man. I couldn't imagine going to school and being scared of that kind of shit.
I was never...
Some schools, some bad school, like some public schools will have like metal detectors and shit you have to go through. Yeah, some will have like clear backpacks you have to use.
I mean, they took that shit pretty seriously at our school. If you even had a pocket knife from a camping trip in your backpack...
Oh, yeah, you couldn't have
like,
none of that
you'd
shit.
Be, you'd be absolutely fucked. Mm-hmm. Even if like you went to the office to be like, hey, I accidentally brought this pocket knife from a camping trip. You'd be like, you're suspended 2 weeks. And she's like, dude... Like, I came clean. Like, I didn't fucking stab anyone. It's like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really fucked up. You could, I had kids in middle school and I would put fucking, fill up water bottles with vodka and then use a lighter to make it sealed. And then they would carry it around and then they'd finally, like, uncap the bottle and just start drinking it and passing it to their friends. They'd get fucking shit-faced in middle school. Absolutely shit-faced. One threw up in class and then they all got busted. Idiot.
Wow. Love school.
Yep.
School's great.
Public school, man.
American public schools are lit.
What was everybody's grades like?
I don't fucking remember.
What's the lowest grade?
Well, it's different over here. Like, I've definitely got a few not achieved in my life. But when I transferred to my fucking strange school, I did pretty fine. Got like mostly merits or excellence.
Cool.
Which is like the top two.
I just had a lot of light-handed work. Yeah. Late yeah, just didn't hand it in early enough.
Yeah.
I was a guy that passed math with a D plus.
Yeah. Math's like really not that important unless you really need it for your profession. Though,
yeah, I really don't. Yeah. I just need simple addition, subtraction, division.
Yeah, I knew I wouldn't really have much use for math, so I only did level one
because that was the minimum requirement. I don't even know if I can remember division.
You know, like
10 divided by 2 is 5, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything like
15 divided by 3.
5.
8 divided by 2.
4.
Boy, yeah. Fucking shut.
Okay, I kind of got it.
63 divided by 9.
5. 7.
Swagger doesn't even know himself.
Hang on. Well, 6 plus 3 is 9.
Is, wait, what? No, that
I don't think 63 is divisible by 9, mate.
Yo, you want to hear a cool math trick? You want to hear a cool math trick?
And transition.
9 plus 9 is 18, right?
Yeah.
1 plus 8 is 9. 3 times 9 is 27. 2 plus 7 is 9. And then, well, it would be 4 times 9 is 36. 3 plus 6 is 9.
Okay, where's this going?
It's just a pattern. Isn't it cool?
What?
Maths is actually a very
interesting
language.
Man, I don't read numbers in my head
because,
like you,
because like, if you take the digits 1 and 8 and 18 and add them together, you get 9. So you know it's divisible by 9 if you add the two together and it makes 9.
Right.
So like even, like, you know, 90, 9 plus 0 is 9. It goes all the way up. That's how you remember.
Mathematics is really quite a, like, insanely intricate, beautiful human-made system,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's not even human-made. It's just our way of expressing what is a natural phenomenon.
Yeah, but I mean, it's human-made because we have developed the system in order to explain things, right?
Yeah, like the Fibonacci sequence, 1 plus 1 is 2 plus 1 mm-hmm. is 3 plus 2 is 5 plus mm-hmm. 3 is, you know, all it's the way.
Yeah.
And that's the optimal way that seed pods form on flowers. And petals form on flowers. And I think it's also technically the golden ratio. It's something like fucking pi divided by beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, obviously, it fundamentally exists because if you have an apple and another apple, then you have two apples, right? But we have like invented this language in order to communicate like what that means.
Yeah. We invented like kind of logic like, or some shit.
It's kind of like time, right? Like how time fundamentally exists.
Yeah, dude.
But like... it also doesn't exist the way that we
interpret time, just
the system to interpret it
completely,
right?
Like, you know, we use a Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, crazy, yeah. Crazy to think about.
It's, you know, it's not really 2000 and whatever. It's like arbitrary. it's like year fucking 10 billion.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the fuck. But you know,
if you want to judge it by years,
and years is just our solar calendar, the rotation around the sun.
Fucking
you know, it's
wild.
Like, oh, I'm 32, but you know, I'm 32 cycles of rotation around the sun. It's a completely arbitrary.
So can you explain
time.
How old you are to an alien when you meet him? You know,
true.
You go glip glop gleep glip glop boom, and then like, oh, I see.
Yeah, which means thanks for listening to the Misfits podcast because
it's just about time.
It's just about time, guys.
All right.
Thank you for staying with us here today. Be kind to your neighbor. What does Mr. Rogers say? I don't fucking know. Put your hands together like this.
We're gonna pray.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Misfits podcast.
Get your game of subs.
Yeah.
Gamersubs.gg, code Misfits.
10% off.
Get fucked, cunts. We'll see you next week.
Have a good one, boys.
Peace.
Bye bye.